New SL-based Speedster will be first from collector-focused Mythos brand. Stuttgart to cull entry-level models and introduce more high-end specials in push for higher margins. Mercedes-Benz has launched a dedicated brand for highly exclusive collectible cars, Mythos, as part of its push to boost top-end vehicle sales by 60% from 2019 to 2026. Announced today as the German firm outlined its long-term product strategy plans, Mythos will produce low-volume special vehicles for the most dedicated enthusiasts and collectors of Mercedes-Benz. A preview image shown by Mercedes suggests the first Mythos car will be an open-roof speedster based on the new Mercedes-AMG SL, likely positioned as a rival to similarly conceived creations from Aston Martin, Ferrari and McLaren. Mythos will in effect sit above Maybach in terms of Mercedes brand portfolio. Mercedes CEO Ola Källenius said, "Most luxury companies build their portfolio on the basis of one or two true icons. Mercedes-Benz has the good fortune to have multiple iconic products and brands at the upper end of its portfolio, such as the S-Class, the SL, the G-Class as well as the AMG and Maybach brands. We see great potential here to expand our top-end portfolio with even more fascinating products for our customers. By focusing on its most luxurious, highest-margin products, Mercedes aims to deliver a strong financial result even under more challenging market conditions. It's aiming for an operating margin of 14% by the middle of the decade and supporting that goal by diverting 75% of its overall investments to development of these higher-margin cars. Like many manufacturers, it has prioritized the production of more expensive models throughout the ongoing supply chain crisis, with a 30% uptick in demand for range-topping models helping to drive a 9% revenue increase last year, even as production volumes dipped by 5%. Mercedes said that it will henceforth focus on three distinct categories of car: top-end luxury, core luxury and entry luxury. Top-end luxury comprises all AMG and Maybach vehicles, the most expensive EQ-badged EVs, Mercedes S-Class, Mercedes GLS and Mercedes G-Class derivatives, and any limited edition models. A crucial component of this new strategy will be the Maybach version of the new EQS SUV, which was previewed at last year's Munich Motor Show and is set to arrive in dealerships in 2023. There will also be a Maybach version of the SL, and a new Maybach Coupe, which is likely to be based on the upcoming AMG GT. Mercedes said it's still evaluating an expansion of the G family beyond today's G-Class. In 2024, it will launch an electric version of the luxurious 4x4, badged the EQG. Core luxury refers to the higher volume Mercedes C-Class and Mercedes E-Class models, the latter of which will enter a new generation next year and point the way forward for the segment. The shift towards more luxurious products has significant implications for entry-level Mercedes models, which Källenius alluded to earlier this month in suggesting the brand would rather be looking up than down. Mercedes will cull its lineup of entry-level models from 7 to 4 while significantly elevating the technological substance of these products. The first compact EV atop the new MMA platform, arriving in 2024, will set the tone for a reinvention of this part of the lineup. It's unclear exactly which models will be axed as part of the revamp, but a recent silhouette image hinted at a new entry-level four-door coupe in the mold of the CLA.